By the way, before COVID, did you ever think that you and I were going to go through an epidemic or a pandemic where we're going to be told that, you know, we're going to shut down everything, you're going to be working from home, you better quarantine, put the mask on, have gloves on when you're going out there, don't touch this, don't do that, kids stay home. Did you think that, like, did that thought even cross your mind? When 2019 was going into 2020 and you're preparing in December, did you say, honey, we better be ready for a potential pandemic to happen? We did not think about it. And then all of a sudden, boom, we were hit with it, right? You know, so one thing no one's talking about that is very likely that could happen, a power outage. So imagine power outage happens. No light, no fridge, food is no longer good, no phone charger, phone is done, no internet. What happens to your life? FYI, come on, Pat, that would never happen to us. Well, let me give you our score on how good we're doing with power energy system. The American Society of Civil Engineers, which gave the U.S. energy system a C- on grade on its 2021 infrastructure report card, said that the grid investment trends will eventually lead to a funding gap of almost $200 billion in 2029. And also in 2021, threat assessment from the Office of the Director of National Intelligence stated that Russia, China, Iran, and North Korea have the capability to cause harm to the energy grid. What? Also at the same time, the Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm confirmed that America's adversaries possess the capability to shut down the grid. What? We're going to talk about that today. So look, I've been in the financial industry since 9/11, the day before 9/11, and I've owned stocks, bonds, mutual funds, real estate, crypto, gold, you name it, I've owned it. But the one thing that's very important part of my portfolio all these years is gold. I love having a percentage of my net worth in gold that I have access to in case of many different things. That's why we chose to work with our new sponsor, American Hartford Gold. If you have retirement funds that you cannot afford to lose, American Hartford Gold will ship physical gold or silver directly to your door. Also, if you have retirement funds that you can't afford to lose, now is the time to call American Hartford Gold, a precious metal dealer you can trust. They have the finest products, amazing customer service, and a buyback commitment. They've earned a 5-star rating from thousands of reviews and an A-plus from the Better Business Bureau. Tell them I sent you and they'll send you up to $5,000 worth of free silver on your first order. So click on the link in the description or call 866-939-6984. Again, 866-939-6984. Okay, so if you get value out of this video, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. Let's get right into it. I'm going to give you some good news and some bad news. Here's some good news for you. The good news is the average U.S. electricity consumer experienced of interruptions annually remained consistently at around 2 hours per year from 2013 to 2021. We're lucky. If you look at these charts here, this right here shows us the blue is with major events. The navy blue is without major events. Of course, 2017, 2020, 2021, maybe weather, maybe additional things that happened. We experienced a little bit, but around 2 hours per year on average. Now, here's the bad news. The bad news is much of the U.S. electric grid was built in the 60s and the 70s. We're talking 70 years ago is when it was built. Currently, over 70% of the U.S. electricity grid is more than 25 years old, according to the White House. So we've updated almost everything. Yeah, let's upgrade this, upgrade that. Our electricity grid, 70% of it hasn't been updated for more than 25 years. What? Really? Maybe it's something no president's looking at, right? They're like, well, it's not really a threat. We shouldn't look at this here. Now you may say, come on, Pat, of course the government's going to be paying attention to this kind of stuff because this is not on us. This is not free market. We don't do this right now. Somebody else could maybe figure it out. This is the government's responsibility and us taxpayers. We'll pay our taxes. Yeah, I think they kind of know what they're doing in D.C., Pennsylvania, right? I mean, they're smart people. We elected them. Watch this. On October 18, 2023, Biden-Harris administration announced $3.5 billion for largest ever investment in America's electric grid. You know what the budget was, the deficit was at that time? $1.7 trillion. What is $3.5 billion? Not a lot. So now, where is our vulnerability? Like, where are some areas we should be worried about? Number one, extreme weather, abnormal heat or cold, tornadoes, hurricanes, flood or storms, major power outages from weather-related events in the U.S. increased by 67% since 2000. Number two, cybersecurity. The 2020 Homeland Threat Assessment from the Department of Homeland Security stated that China has the capability and possible intent to compromise the energy grid. What would that look like? Would China want to do that? If they did, wouldn't they probably blame somebody else like they did with COVID when it came out from Wuhan? And they said, no, it probably came from some kind of a, you know, other place, but it's not us. It's somebody else. You think China would take responsibility for it? Of course not. They haven't for the recent one. You think they're going to for this? Number three is EMP, an electromagnetic pulse, also referred to as a transient electromagnetic disturbance. TED is a brief burst of electromagnetic energy. The origin of EMP can be natural or artificial and can occur as an electromagnetic field. There are two potential sources for an EMP: the deliberate detonation of a nuclear device in the atmosphere above the Earth, or a massive solar flare. The consequences of either could range from a few days without power to life-changing. Number four is actual physical attacks on power grid, which rose by 71% last year compared to 2021. The Department of Energy strategy does not include a complete assessment of all the cybersecurity risks to the grid. By the way, the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission does not have a good understanding of the scale of the potential impacts from the impact. And in the first 8 months of 2022, the U.S. electrical grid was physically attacked 107 times. So let's actually go through the process. And by the way, this is not like a horror movie you're watching. This is, you're probably listening to this saying, this is very possible. And you and I, just like one day, you know, they say death and taxes are the two guarantees in life. This is why you should own life insurance. And this is why you should pay your taxes, because those two things we're going to have to do, right? Watch this. What would happen if the power grid actually did go down? Number one, immediate disruption would be a loss of electricity in affected areas. This would disrupt the normal functioning of various aspects of our daily life, including traffic lights, public transports, businesses, hospitals, communication networks, and more. Number two, water supply. Many water supply systems rely on electric pumps. Without electricity, water treatment plants may not function, potentially leading to a lack of clean water and increased risk of waterborne diseases. Number three, transportation. Traffic lights would go out, leading to traffic jams and potentially accidents. Electric trains and subway would halt. Fuel stations might not be able to pump gas, leading to a shortage of fuel for vehicles. Number four, communication. Cell towers have backup generators, but they can run out of fuel if not replenished. This could disrupt mobile phone service and the internet, hampering emergency response and communication among the public. Number five, healthcare. While hospitals have emergency generators, a prolonged outage could endanger patients, especially those in intensive care units or those dependent on powered medical devices. Number six, food supply. Refrigeration would be lost, leading to spoilage of perishable foods. Without a functioning transportation system, the movement of goods would be hampered, leading to shortages in grocery stores. By the way, we saw the food supply during COVID. It's not like this is just 50 years ago. This just happened 2-3 years ago. Economic impact. Prolonged outages could lead to a significant economic loss as businesses shut down and the cost of response and recovery mounts. Again, this shouldn't be intimidating. This just happened 3 years ago. You know what happened to so many restaurants in America? They had to shut down. What happened to restaurants in California, New York, and Illinois? They're like, look, we can't make this happen. What can we do with this? They went out of business. Next one, safety and security. An increase in crime, especially looting, could be observed due to reduced surveillance, non-functioning alarm system, and dark streets. Again, this civil unrest happened during COVID just a few years ago. Dependency on backup power. Entities with backup generators would need to rely on them, but fuel could run out if there's no quick resolution to the crisis. Next, cooling and heating. Depending on the season, lack of electricity could result in the inability to heat homes in winter or cool them in the summer, posing health risks to vulnerable populations. Next, environmental concerns. In some cases, power outages could lead to uncontrolled releases from industrial sites affecting air and water quality. Next, long-term impact. If the attack damages critical infrastructure components, it could take weeks or even months to repair, especially if custom components are required. Social implications. A long-term outage could lead to social unrest, decreased trust in government and institutions, and psychological impacts due to the stress of prolonged disruption. By the way, social implications. Have we experienced this? Prolonged disruption, psychological impacts to our kids who were forced to stay home. Imagine what happened to marriages, husband and wife. Like, it was a very messy situation. But a couple of things to be thinking about. So like, Pastor, what's the solution? Well, we got a few things to be thinking about. There's three things that comes to my mind. Number one is we have to vote better leaders. And we, our job is to bring this issue to the top of who we elect and ask the question in interviews. If you go to a town hall, ask the question, what are you going to do with the power grid in the U.S.? We were not prepared for COVID, are you? If you're able to go online and ask the question, pose it to other people. Ask it from your elected officials, your congressman, your senator, your governor, your president, everybody, because this should be local to your mayor as well, because a mayor is your city. What are they going to be doing about it in your city? So that's the government level. Number two, business, the company you're working for, ask the question, are we protected? What do we have? What are we looking at with our software? What do we have to be protected against cybersecurity attacks? Are we protected? Is there a department in the company that invests into that? These are conversations that anybody can bring up in the next leadership meeting. You could be one person that sparks this conversation. Say, I watch this video. Do you know what we're going through? How are we protected against this? And last but not least, personal. What can you do about it for your family? Is it generator? Is it getting the right insurance policies to protect against identity theft, against somebody stealing your information? All of these things are very realistic. The deep fake, there's so many different ways they're getting people to destroy their lives. But the reality of it is, Those three things, you control more of it the lower you go. You control less with the government, less with the company, but you definitely control what you do with your family. So the preparation and the responsibility goes to you and I when it comes to personal, what we can do for us. By the way, to me, you know, these types of conversations, sometimes people watch it like, oh my God, babe, the end of the world. What am I going to be doing? No, the whole idea is to be overly prepared. Proper preparation prevents poor performance. We had a conversation earlier about a script for a movie. I said, we got to be hard on the script. We got to be hard on the content. We got to be, the more prepared we are up front for a party, the more we can enjoy the party. The less prepared you are for a party, you're going to have a miserable party because nothing's going right. So you can't even enjoy your own party. Make sense? So the more prepared we are, yeah, guess what? Future looks bright. If you're not, guess what? It doesn't look bright for those that are not prepared. So do take the time to be prepared for you and your family. If you do that, you don't have a lot to worry about. Having said that, if you got value out of this video, give it a thumbs up, subscribe to the channel. And I got another video I want you to watch. We did a video on food shortages. If you've never seen that before, click here to watch it. Take care, everybody. Bye-bye.